Blog Talk Radio.
Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun, to all those that are listening. Who are tuned in, we give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe, Ashe.
Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and we are happy to celebrate our fifth year on the air with you. So please continue to support us and our sponsors, Manhood, Race, and Culture, headed up by my co-host on Wednesday nights, Dr. James Jones. You can find Dr. Jones on Facebook as well as on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also support Arlie Gordon of Unity Design. Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. You can find Brother Arlie on Facebook as well as on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And last but not least, we want to always remember to never forget our beloved brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines and the families and loved ones and friends that they represent. So please reach out to Unheard Voices, the Free Alabama Movement, and the Free Ohio Movement, respectively, on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at freealabamamovement.com and freeohiomovement.org. As a reminder, we are in the full swing of the Redistribute the Pain campaign, and its words describe exactly what it is. It is the purpose, goal, and objective of this campaign to redistribute the pain to the parasitic capitalists who run mass incarceration systems and who benefit off of our enslavement and imprisonment. So we are asking that people boycott the canteens, boycott the telephone lines as much as we possibly can. Any avenue where they are making money off of our suffering, we need to, those on the inside and the outside can find out more on redistributethepain.wordpress.com. You also can reach out to us directly. Myself is Queen Tahira, New Power Radio Network, Sign of the Times, and of course we distribute the pain on Facebook at Queen Tahira on Twitter and Queen_Tahira on Instagram. So tonight we have the honor and pleasure of welcoming back Brother T. Ford from Two World for Two TV. I'm going to go ahead and open up his mic. Greetings, Brother T. How you doing this evening?
Peace. I'm doing well. How are you, Queen?
I'm well, brother. Fighting a good fight. You know how we do.
That's supreme.
Ashe, ashe. So please briefly introduce yourself for those who may not be familiar with what Too Raw for TV is, and please introduce tonight's topic, the Protect the Black Woman Challenge. Exactly what is that, and what does that mean to the community?
All right. Well, if you hear my voice, then you're part of the revolution. I'm Palmetto Star, the Ratchet Revolutionary, and host of Too Raw for TV. Protect Black Women Challenge is a hashtag that the more militant people have been putting out. We created actually that hashtag in response to what happened in on the West Coast in California with Nia Wilson, where she was killed in front of her sister. Her and her sister were both stabbed by a white supremacist, and she actually died in front of her sister due to those wounds that she incurred during that stabbing. And basically, it's more than a hashtag like you've been putting out there. It's about protecting our Black women, talking about why it's important to protect Black women. And, you know, just showing how to protect Black women. It's not about sort of like, you know, doing a challenge and being part of this, niche sort of, you know, trendy thing. It's not about doing a trend. It's sort of like people that are doing this as part of their lifestyle, such as myself, that are protecting Black women every day. And other people that are doing that are presenting this and showing this so that, you know, it could change the narrative in the media that there isn't Black men out there protecting Black women and absolutely putting their life on the line for the mother of civilization.
Ashe, thank you for that explanation. And when I saw this, you know, I have been for quite a while putting the plea out, if you will, to brothers to let them know emphatically. We've done several broadcasts on relationships, male-male relationships, male-female relationships, going back all the way to the New Black Code when we were promoting that about 3 years ago. And I'm so excited to hear that this is, you know, coming to full fruition. And, you know, Brother T, help me get the listeners to understand that a lot of the things that they're seeing manifest themselves now, how much work it takes in the background to actually make these things come forth, because we are bombarded with conflict. Every day we're bombarded with a lot of noise, a lot of distractions. So can you talk about how important it is to stay persistent despite it all?
Well, it's very challenging. You know, I mean, you just have to stay focused and, you know, don't make you seem like you're the crazy person. You know, a lot of people, even with this challenge, a lot of people have, you know, come at me and it's like, you know, they make you seem, because you are standing your ground, you're standing on your square, you're standing for what you know is right. And, you know what I'm saying? They perpetuate the opposite, though. It is the opposite that is always perpetuated. You know, black men don't need black women. Black women don't need black men. You know, and all this violence is perpetuated for against us. You know what I'm saying? And it is sort of like this this constant state of brainwashing that is always put out there and pushed forward. And see, that's why the Protect Black Women Challenge is so important, because it counters those measures to co-opt, brainwash our youth and our future. So it's challenging, but it's something that you have to, you know, stay focused, you know what I'm saying, especially right now when there's so many distractions out there. It is so important to stay focused and steadfast towards what you know is right and keep going.
That's right. That's right. Because if no one else is going to do it for us, no one else is going to speak on
Absolutely.
Our behalf. Yeah, because certainly if they were, you know, things would not be in the conditions that we're seeing them in now. I'm going to go ahead and open up one of my regular callers, Ms. Linda. Greetings, Ms. Linda. How you doing this evening?
I'm still alive and kicking.
Ashe, well, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello. Hello there, young man. How you doing?
Peace, how you doing?
Like I said, I'm going to tell you like I told her, I'm still alive and kicking.
All right, that's good to be. Above ground is always a good thing.
Amen to that.
So what's going on in Harlem, Miss Linda?
Let's say like this. I'm going to be losing one of my coverage in a couple more months.
Why is that?
Because of the age I'm turning.
Oh, you a Scorpio like me, aren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I said because of the age I will be in 3 more months.
How young are you turning, Queen?
Huh?
I said, how young are you turning?
65.
All right now. All right.
Ashe.
Yeah, but behind that, I found out today when I turned out, I'm losing one of my coverage.
Oh,
no.
That's not good.
Yeah.
So, it seems, I thought coverage increased when you turned 65. That's not the case?
Just put it like this. They want me to have Medicare as well as Medicaid. And since I was a health first, we're health first, I'm going to be losing that. So, now when I don't get the red, white, and blue card, I got to reapply for Medicaid. I'm going to be going through a whole lot of, I'm not going to say that, I'm going to say I'm going to go through a whole lot of heck. I'm going to be very nice in saying that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that can help you?
The big man upstairs.
Okay.
He's the only one, you know, give me the strength to keep on fighting.
That's right. Well, we all calling on that strength right about now. What do you think about the need or the call for more of our brothers to step up and protect us as black women?
Well, I put it like this. around here, very few people would do that. Because the way the situation is at, you know, where I live at, it seems like these dudes and all that will be dogging, you know, these women, especially their own mother.
Mm.
Sometimes, you know, I just have to, you know, step up, you know, in case I see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially in my building, people think that I'm crazy.
Wow, Brother T, how can we get to the point if we're asking the brothers to protect women if we are in a condition where we've lost a certain amount of respect for our own mothers?
Well, I put it like this. See, the people that we used to have over here, don't see them anymore, especially the Black Panthers. You don't see them, you know, I remember the headquarters, they're not there anymore. You know, we used to have unity back in the days. I don't know what the heck happened. It seems like, you know, nobody don't give a hand, dude, anymore. I mean, no offense, my brother, but it seems like, you know, nobody just don't care anymore.
None taken.
I mean, some people think, you know, think about themselves. They said, the heck with everybody else. Especially, you know, especially when it comes to women that brought them into this world. They got to stop to think of that. Well, hey, what can I say? I can't, you know, change, you know, people's minds and all that. But when they get to my age, that's when they're going to start realizing, you know, it's time for a change. I guess, you know, I'm sorry for being old school, okay? But sometimes old school got to teach new school something once in a while. You know, get them to be hip, you know, what's going down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard. For me, I can't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen a lot, you know. And, well, hey, I'll put it like this. For me, I'm just going to keep on keeping on. That's all.
That's right.
That's all I can do. Because there are still some strong women out there, and I'm one of them. You got that, my brother?
Yes, I got that. I got that. I got that. And you know what? I'm going to say this, Queen. That's why it's very important for the Protect the Black Woman Challenge, Protect Black Woman Challenge, because people need to see people stepping up and protecting black women. It's very important, especially younger people, because they do not get that. You know, a lot of people were hitting me up and they were like, why is this a challenge? It should be something that is, you know, that is just in black men. That's something that's innate. And yes, it is. But when you're constantly bombarded with the opposite, you know, a lot of our people are not doing what is natural. They're not, they're copying the oppressor, and they're copying the images that the oppressor puts out. So that's what the youth are a lot of times, you know, imitating. So we had to put out the right images so we could get the right responses from our youth.
Can I ask you a question? You remember the records they used to make, had made, you know, back in the 70s, you know, the Temptations and all of that? If you ever listen to the words and all that, all the words, you know, they had always have a message into it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever think about, especially with Sam Cooke, A Change Is Going to Come?
Oh, yeah.
Stevie Wonder, oh, that's one of my favorite songs. Not right off the tip of my tongue, I can't think of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of the music had messages back then. And a lot of music has messages messages now, but it's just not promoted by the record labels like it was before.
Yeah. As you know, Motown, Tampa, the one with from Philly, I can't think of the label right now. It's been so long. And you remember about the old school rappers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
They had them. I mean, sometimes, with the rapping they got out now, you know, it's crazy. But sometimes I would be wishing that I wish that the old rappers go against the new ones and let them know exactly what's going down.
Right.
That's right. Hey. Bring it back to what it was originally created for, to heal our people.
Mhm. Well, like I said, you cannot bring back the past. We got to keep on moving forward.
Exactly.
But we can learn lessons from the past, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing, some of these young people would not understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be up to us to try, get our point across. Get back the unity we used to have. But to me, there's no unity anymore. Some kind of way, we all lost it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know what? It's still there. This is what I have to say about that, Queen. It's still there, but it's people are not seeing it. You know what I'm saying? And we need
to
bring that back. We need to promote that. People need to see the unity. That's why, programs like Sign of the Times Radio and Too Raw for TV are very important, because it shows the unity, it shows the cohesion, it shows that we are together, even if it is in pockets, even if it is spread out and not promoted as it was before. We're still out here and we're still protecting our black women.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Would Dr. Jones be on today? Because he's not going to stay on too long. You know that.
Yeah, he was here yesterday on Wednesday.
Yeah, but see, I'm getting confused of, when you're going to be on.
usually it's Tuesday through Friday, but I've been working a lot here in the community, so we've missed a couple of broadcasts. But once we go into fall, we'll be back to our Tuesday through Friday 6 to 8 schedule.
I'll still stick to Thursday until you might get the good goal from you. All right?
Okay.
That's the only way. So, what is your name again, my brother?
My name is Palmetto. They call me
Palmetto?
T Ford or T Ford on Facebook. I'm T Ford on Facebook, but Palmetto,
yes. T Ford? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Miss Linda to you. Since I'm older.
Hello, Miss Linda.
And I'm also on Facebook.
Okay.
But there's a lot
What's
of
your name
Linda,
on Facebook?
Linda Douglas.
Okay.
But there's one thing. There's a lot of Linda Douglas, on there. But I'm the only one with the cover photo that says New Breed. MC. But, you know what an MC is?
MC? Yeah, Master of Ceremonies?
No.
Who's that? What is it?
Motorcycle.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like I said, I'm the only Linda Douglas that has the cover photo. You can't miss my patch. My colors. It says New Breed MC, Sworn to Ride. So if you send me a friend's request, that's what you got to look for.
All right, well, I definitely will. It's Linda?
Yeah, Linda.
Okay.
Now, like I say, I'm not the only Linda Douglas is on it, but that's why I have to let you know. My cover photo is of my colors, which says New Breed MC. You got it?
Okay. Oh, yeah,
and,
I got you.
Okay. I'm Queen T.
Yeah.
Queen. Now, see, Whenever you get have a good time, drop me a line and say hello, especially when I say good morning.
Okay, I will.
Then let me know that you're still alive.
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
So I'm gonna let you go along with your program, and I wanna say peace, you know, to everybody. Okay. Of course, this lady is signing out. You take care, of my would you say you're P4, right?
Yes.
Okay, I can remember that P4 because your Christian name, I can't remember. I'm an old lady. My brain don't work like it used to. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for calling in here. We'll talk to you soon.
I try to talk to you next week, okay, on Thursday, if I remember.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be looking for you.
All right, so you'll take care and have a peaceful night.
Thank you.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Peace. Brother T, now you've got a broadcast coming up tonight at 11 on 2Raw4 TV. Can you introduce the topic that you're going to be talking about then and give the listeners the information on how they can call?
Okay, I definitely will. Tonight's broadcast is going to be something that they're definitely not reporting about on CNN. You're not going to hear about this on any mainstream media outlet. They're not going to tell you because mainstream media is basically about promoting fear. And the theme of tonight's broadcast is not all of us are afraid. The top five fearless people in our lifetime. You know, they say that 1% of people own 50% of the world's wealth, while 5% own majority of the land and resources. But what denotes their ownership? It's just tons of paperwork for fraudulent statements. Stolen gold. Is ownership the ability to perpetuate fear and execute punishment efficiently? Where are the receipts for all the land that was stolen in America, in Africa, and even Europe? The fact is that none of these so-called owners actually own anything but the ability to scare people into submission. So as the ownership hoax is revealed, some people are still stunned by the horror show and still willing to work with these frauds. However, not all of us are afraid. So we're talking about the fearless people. We're going to discuss the top five fearless people of our time and how to get out of the fear paradigm completely.
Ashe, that's so on time, especially considering, the topic that we're discussing here. And one of the things that Mama Linda just said about us not feeling like there's an obligation, if you will, to carry on in a certain way. And one of the things that I know that we need to do is not tolerate anything less than we know that we deserve. So how can we, I guess, begin to have the right types of engaging conversations with our younger people so that they realize that this is not just, as you said, not just a hashtag or not just a fad, that we are really demanding better from them, and we're not willing to accept anything less?
Well, first and foremost, in order to do that, we got to show them. You know what I'm saying? It's more than just talk because, you know, we talk and talk and talk to our youth and tell them, oh, this is bad, you just stop doing this. But until we show them, and through our actions, you know, that they're not gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? So we had to show them we can't just be like, well, it's bad to smoke cigarettes in front of them. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just talk and they tell people, you know, what to do and try to, you know, but it's about us showing and us being, you know, being there and showing what is important to us. And that's how we engage the youth, you know, through action.
Ashe, and exemplifying mutual respect in how we deal with one another, too, as men with women, as women with men. And it's just as important that we as sisters protect our brothers as well. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's, you know, that matter of fact, I'm glad you brought up that, because that is part of the Black Code, you know what I'm saying? The new Black Code. They say that brothers protect and build up sisters, and sisters protect and build up brothers. And it's important that we both, you know, join forces and protect one another. So absolutely, that's why, you know, while the Protect Black Woman Challenge, we encourage, is encouraged for Black men to show that, we also are open for sisters to show them protecting Black women as well, because it's just as important, because there's going to be times when it's, you know, it's going to be women that are out there, and they're going to be, you know, there may not be a brother around at that particular time. So it is important for them to protect Black women as well, as important for us to protect each other.
Ashe, Ashe. So this is a sticky topic, and you know, I've gotten different feedback depending on who I ask, but do we have gender roles anymore, or have the lines become so faded and blurred to where, you know, it's just a free-for-all and people just get in where they fit in? What's your opinion on that?
Right. I think this is something else that's been something else that's just been blurred and sort of watered down and changed by mainstream media is the roles of men and women, because we're not the same. I mean, we're definitely both powerful beings, but we're not the same. We have different strengths and different weaknesses, you know, and so yeah, the role, there are different roles that we should be able to fit in as men and as women. And yes, those lines have been blurred and have been watered down and have been purposely you know, made to be confusing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the women are the ones that bear the children, you know, and they are the ones that bring you know, children into this world, you know what I'm saying? And that's what they do naturally. Men are natural protectors. They're naturally the ones that are going to be providing and protecting for their babies and for their children. So it's time for us to get out of the confusion of what is promoted out there. You know, I don't need a man, I don't need a woman, you know, all this crazy stuff. And then, you know, all these blurred lines as far as what our roles are towards each other and what our duties are towards each other, and get back into nature, because nature is the ultimate truth teller.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, and you know, that will let us know what our role is to each other.
Ashe, Ashe. So as leaders or protectors in our community, we also have this acceptance within even the school system, to where the lines are getting blurred at a younger and younger age, too. So do you foresee us being able to incorporate this into like an educational curriculum? Because the public school system, even though that's where the majority of our children are, we certainly
mm-hmm.
can't rely on them to continue to educate and uplift us.
No, absolutely not. I mean, and honestly, I encourage everybody, if their children are in public school, you know, it's time for Black people to get out of that. Black people to get out of the public school system, because it's doing nothing but preparing our children for prison. you know, and preparing them for a life of servitude under pink people. And so, you know, that is perpetuated by that, you know, and they preach the opposite. They preach the opposite as far as like, you know, roles of men and women and all of that stuff. So that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Ashe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you tonight at 11 o'clock, Too Raw for TV. Can you give out the number for people to call in?
Oh yeah, it's 516-453-9174. blogtalkradio.com/TooRawForTV, and that's spelled TWORAWFOURTV. And it's going down at 11 p.m. Eastern time tonight. So, yeah, not all of us are afraid. So that's what we're talking about tonight on Too Raw for TV.
Ashe. So where do we go with the challenge from here? Do you want to keep us updated every few weeks or so? How can we best support this effort through New Power Radio Network and our network?
Well, yeah, just push it, keep promoting it, and there's more and more people joining the challenge every day. Big time shout out to Willie D, who recently did the challenge. Big time shout out to him. Platinum selling record, recording artist Plies had put his own spin on the Protect Black Women challenge. So it's getting out there. So it's just about keep promoting it. You know, let it know it's more than a hashtag. You know, you could put it either way, Protect the Black Woman or Protect Black Woman, you know, hashtag Protect Black Woman or hashtag Protect the Black Woman. Protect Black Woman is how we have it, you know, put out there. But, I mean, it's more than a hashtag, so you could put it either way. It's more about the action behind what you're doing. So, you know, we're asking everybody to show themselves, you know, hashtag that, show themselves, and talking about why it's important to protect Black women, you know, show an action, maybe don't walk into the store or escorting a woman to their car, teaching gun safety or martial arts to a black woman, and what's the most important thing is at the end of that challenge, encouraging other Black men and Black women to protect Black women as well. So that's the most important thing. So yeah, let's keep pushing out there and letting people know what's going on in our communities and how the action oriented segment of our community, what we're doing, you know, because they promote the foolishness in the community, you know, the fringe elements in our community, but they don't promote what's really going on in our community in an action-oriented world.
Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely are going to keep promoting it. You know, we support it 100%, and if there's ever anything we can do to expand it, help develop an educational curriculum, you know, just know that we're already on board and ready to go. So I appreciate your time tonight, and I'm going to chime in later on at 11 on Too Raw for TV. So I'll see you in a little while.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. That sounds good, Queen.
Ashe. All right, everybody. We're going to go ahead and close out for the evening. We'll be back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. Tonight I'm going to close it out with some Aretha, giving something he can feel. We love you. We thank you. And most of all, we appreciate and respect you. We'll see you soon, everybody.